Hi, I'm Janet Saidi, and it's time to go off the clock to kick off the weekend with arts and features from around mid-Missouri. Thanks for joining us. On this edition, we hear a second portrait from the My Life, My Town series. Today, we visit Monica Martinez, a teen whose Latin American family is putting down roots in Mexico, Missouri. But first, we visit a new community garden in Colombia that's bringing together refugees from all over the world and helping them call Colombia home through gardening. KBIA's John Ingram was at Colombia's first World Refugee Day and filed this report.
As a refugee from Bosnia, Sinid Music knows firsthand how difficult it is to get acclimated to a new culture. He says when he came to America 16 years ago, he found it difficult to adapt, and he is trying to make the transition easier for new refugees. Today, that means manning the grill during the World Refugee Celebration.
My mission today is kind of cook food, you know, be on the grill and kind of welcoming people, you know, from the community and other refugees.
Music says it's important to have a place where cultures from all over the world can come together and learn about one another.
We are trying to, you know, involve everybody to understanding what is refugees, you know, and how they come to the country. And, of course, today we like to share food from many different countries.
Music is the office manager for the Refugee and Immigration Services in Colombia. Phil Stressner is the employment developer for the group. He works to extend a warm welcome to those who have come to Colombia from all over the world and takes it upon himself to introduce refugees to residents in the city.
Refugees can tend to be pretty invisible here in Colombia, so we're just trying to showcase their culture and their achievements and what they bring to the city of Colombia. And also to thank Colombia, the city itself, and the community members here because they're so welcoming to refugees.
More than 150 people showed up to the celebration where they sang, danced, and enjoyed a potluck lunch with dishes from all over the world. Even the youngest attendees got to know each other better. The celebration was pretty lighthearted, but Stressner says there are harsh realities facing refugees that add to the stress of coming to a new country. Part of his job is helping refugees find employment, something he says has become more difficult.
It's definitely become harder as the economy goes down. You hear a lot of employers saying, you know, why hire refugees when Americans need jobs? And I understand where they're coming from, and I understand the pressure that's on them.
Stressner says the number of new arrivals at his refugee agency is down, and funding is too. But maintaining agencies such as the Refugee and Immigration Service is extremely important, often vital to the success of new immigrants. Through an interpreter, a refugee who arrived from Syria less than a week ago says it will take time to fully adjust.
Generally, it's beautiful. But it will take him time to, you know, used to the system, used to the people, used to the culture.
Music says the goal of the celebration is to help people understand and accept that refugees want nothing more than to fit into their new culture.
I mean, we're just trying to show people that they understand that we are not, we are strangers when we come, but we are not strangers, you know. We are just fitting in the community here and try to live life, you know, safe and, you know, nice for us and our kids.
John Ingram, KBIA News.
KBIA and the Columbia Missourian have been working with rural teens all over Missouri to get their stories about being a teen. Called My Life, My Town, the project worked with teens to create multimedia portraits about their lives. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear the audio versions of these portraits on Off the Clock. Our second stop is Mexico, Missouri, where being a teen means balancing faith and family with your own dreams. In this portrait, we'll hear from Monica Martinez. She says her family and church are the most important things for her and that she loves the peace and quiet of small-town life. Her house is often bustling with family and friends on the weekends, and parties are the rule, not the exception.
I'm from El Salvador. It's very dangerous in El Salvador, so we just moved. My grandpa got offered a job here in Mexico, Missouri, and that's how we ended up here. I grew up in the church since I was in my mom's stomach. My grandpa's a preacher at Rivers of Living Water. I don't pay attention to his sermons because I feel like I'm getting, like, life lessons from him. And I really don't enjoy the life lessons my family gives me. Today is my 18th birthday. It's the first year I won't have a cake, like a Hispanic cake, like three milk cake. I don't know if they're going to get me ice cream cake. Most of my friends, when they have a birthday party, they don't have their family there. It's like friends only. And then here, it's like family and family's friends. And you don't see a lot of like your friends there. There's a lot of ladies from church that big 18, and they keep saying, I remember when you were just a little girl. And they always advise me to not step away from God's way. I haven't thought too much about the future because I've always been babied by my parents. They gave me everything I need. And most of my friends went to get emancipation at 16 or 17. I'm like, okay, you're crazy. Most of my American friends think since they're 16, have a car, have a job, they can do whatever they want even though they're living under their parents' house. My mom told me she wasn't going to tell me what to do anymore. Like, I had, like, track meets on Wednesday nights, and we also had church, and we started fighting about how I don't go to church as much. But in the past year, I've been doing more decisions on my own. I've started to learn that I need to choose, like, other stuff last before spending time with Jesus. Things I like about Mexico is that you know everyone and you don't feel like a stranger when you walk in somewhere. I think I will come back here when I graduate. We go to Chicago every 6 months, and it's a big city and I don't really like it. I like peaceful, easygoing areas.
That's Faith and Fiestas, a portrait from Mexico, Missouri, created by producers Lydia Mulvaney and Andrew Shriver. My Life, My Town is a project of KBIA, the Columbia Missourian, and the Reynolds Journalism Institute. To see this and other My Life, My Town portraits with pictures, go to mylifemytown.org. Thanks for joining us on Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Have a great weekend.